movie. That is coming up next. It is now 7 o'clock on WMAL. WMAL News is next.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Another Trump administration official is facing allegations about contacts with Russia. Attorney General Jeff Sessions reportedly met twice last year with Russia's top diplomat in Washington, according to Justice Department officials, but Sessions never mentioned that during his confirmation hearings in January. Republican Senator Lindsey Graham says it doesn't look good.
If there is something there and it goes up the chain of investigation, it is clear to me that Jeff Sessions, who is my dear friend, cannot make this decision about Trump. So there may be nothing there, but if there's something there that the FBI believes is criminal in nature, then for sure you need a special prosecutor.
Attorney General Sessions issued a statement last night saying he never met with any Russian officials to discuss issues of the campaign, and he called the allegation false. New this morning, 8 people, including 5 adults and 3 children, are being evaluated for carbon monoxide poisoning after their southeast Washington home filled with that gas last night. D.C. fire officials say a defective furnace was where the CO was coming from. Your ride into work this morning may feel a bit smoother than it was this time last year.
Yes, there are still some potholes out there, but maybe not quite as many as we head into spring.
Anytime that we have a less active winter where we have less freezing and thawing means that we'll probably have a lower pothole season.
Jenny McCord of VDOT says that's exactly what's happened this winter, and it's freeing them up to get other work done, like tree trimming, mowing, and drainage. But she warns we're not quite out of the woods yet.
There's a lot of heavy rains. We can have some issues with pavement. We'll keep an eye on that in the spring. And then in the summer, as the temperatures get very high for an extended period of time, we have some similar issues.
Steve Burns on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Blue and Yellow Line Metro riders, get ready for SafeTrack Surge number 13, which starts Saturday.
During Phase 1, Blue and Yellow Line trains will be single tracking between Braddock Road and Huntington Van Dorn Street. All Blue Line trains will run every 24 minutes, along with Yellow Line ones between Huntington and Mount Vernon Square. Alexandria City Mayor Allison Silberberg.
Please rethink your commute and try alternate travel options.
Like the Fairfax Connector, which is offering supplemental service starting Monday on Route 394, according to Metro Board Member Kathy Hudgens.
That would operate between Saratoga Park, Park and Ride Lot, and the Pentagon.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
It's been so warm lately that it's tempting to think spring's here and flu season is over. But doctors say no, it's not. Dr. Richard Brooks is with the Maryland Department of Health.
It did see a slight decrease in the number of positive tests coming out from some of the labs that do testing this past week. So it's possible we've hit peak flu activity and are starting to see the usual seasonal downtrend. But of course, it's impossible to really say that for sure until we're past the peak and can look back and say, yeah, sure enough.
He says we're right now in about week 10 of what is typically a 13-week flu season. Many Maryland employers would have to offer their workers paid sick leave under a bill advancing in the Maryland House. The new law would require businesses with 15 or more employees to provide paid sick leave. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,116. The NASDAQ at 5904. Sports, the Wizards win again. College basketball, GW and George Mason win. NHL, the Caps host New Jersey tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both win. WMAL News Time 7:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Isn't it interesting I'm the only one talking about this?
Mark Levin.
You won't see it in the lib media. The backbenchers haven't figured it out yet. No.
6 to 9 p.m.
Hence me. I'm here at night.
105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall.
WMAL.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas. When I was playing ball, they called me the Big Hurt. But after I left the game, Mother Nature started putting a big hurt on me. I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, it wasn't my fault. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. But luckily, I found out about Nugenix.
Nugenix is a unique man-boosting formula powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help boost your free testosterone levels. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321-321. With Nugenix, you can feel stronger, leaner, with a lot more stamina and energy.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix is GNC's number one selling men's vitality product. Get a complimentary bottle now by texting ENERGY to 321-321. Nugenix samples are not available in stores. So again, text ENERGY to 321-321.
Call 877-50-FLOOR. Pick up the phone, we'll be knocking at your door.
Say hello to Dunkin's new tea lattes. Sip a delicious blend of premium tea and steamed milk, available in chai, Earl Grey, or honey green. Enjoy a sip and savor the moment, crafted just for you. America runs on Dunkin'. Price and participation may vary. Limited time offer.
7:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Maryland Beltway Greenbelt, the crash. Outer loop at Kenilworth Avenue gone, and pace much better there. Do have a little bit of stop and go. Beltway passing FedEx Field, and that stretch toward 50 on the outer loop side, and the inner loop to the Wilson Bridge before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Pretty normal slowdowns through that stretch. Each direction of the southeast southwest freeway starting to get slow, coming off of both the 11th and the 14th Street bridges heading into town. Looking okay in the 3rd Street Tunnel. Had a report of a stalled car, but it looks like they're not finding anything, so that's good. Coming out of Chevrolet and Riverdale, slows onto DC 295 and to inbound New York Avenue. That's been stop and go up to the lights of Bladensburg Road. 66, very slow. Coming out of Manassas to Centerville, off and onto the Beltway. Commuters telling me about 45 minutes to get through. Getting into Gainesville, trying to get better. Police tell me they've opened the lanes on 29 Lee Highway before Linton Hall Road. That's before you get to 66. That was that long-standing crash. 15, you get some bailout traffic, unfortunately, heading up toward Haymarket and I-66. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Cold front through. Now a northwest wind is ripping this morning. High-profile vehicles, hang on to that steering wheel. Wind advisory until 10. Winds gusting to 40-plus miles an hour. Mix of clouds and sunshine otherwise. We probably stay in the low 50s all day. Might fall a little. Some clouds, 35 tonight. Wind increases again tomorrow with a few clouds around, only 43. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 46 in Haymarket, 43 and only 49 degrees in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Dunkin' Donuts. President Trump is set to discuss defense spending today aboard the most expensive ship ever built. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM and AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this very, very windy Thursday morning.
It is breezy.
Yeah, coming up later in the show, Diana Mayhew will be joining us to talk about the upcoming Cherry Blossom Festival. Also, Senator Ben Cardin will be joining us, and Stuart Varney. I am Mary Walter, alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now is J. Christian Adams, president of Public Interest Legal Foundation. He's an election lawyer who's spent a lot of time talking about voting rights issues. I spent some time over at the Department of Justice. Mr. Adams, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Brian and Mary.
A couple of things going on in the Commonwealth of Virginia that we'd like you to weigh in on and help us understand a little better. Yesterday, the Supreme Court handed what are being called a victory to Democrats over a redistricting battle. And as I understand it, the headline here is the Supreme Court has sided with Democrats and civil rights group in a major redistricting case. What are the facts of this case, and what did the Supreme Court do?
Well, it's mostly a technical decision, but it does tell us something important, that the Supreme Court is growing weary of using race to draw legislative districts. In other words, the Supreme Court said Virginia could not say, well, we're going to do 11 or 12 black districts, and this is how we're going to get there. The Supreme Court essentially said, as soon as you make race the driving force behind your redistricting, for whatever reason, you have a constitutional problem, and that's why they sent it back down to the lower court for more examination.
Well, hold it. That doesn't sound like it's necessarily a victory for Democrats.
Well, it is, because you can crack up black populations and spread them out more into more legislative districts, helping potentially white Democrats win more elections.
Oh, okay. So that's why they're saying that it is a victory. Also, there was something else that you were involved in. The Public Interest Legal Foundation released a report last year where you found in Virginia, you looked at just 8 of their counties, a small sample, just 8 counties, and you found over 1,000 aliens who were illegally registered to vote. And as it turns out, there are districts in those 8 districts in Virginia counties, they have more registered voters on their voter rolls than actual eligible voters. So a bill was introduced based on your report by Senator Mark Obenshain and to investigate the more districts where they have more voters on the roll, more voters, people voting than on the rolls. And Terry McAuliffe vetoed that. Now, what prompted you to do this study in the first place?
Well, look, we are trying to get to the bottom of how many aliens are on the rolls. And unfortunately, the governor of Virginia and his state election director, Cortez, have been stonewalling and hiding the ball and forcing us to go and beat them in federal court, which we have done. And they're hiding information about alien voting. They're not giving the public records. The public records show that Virginia counties have had to remove thousands of aliens from the rolls that they caught by accident. This isn't even a program to find them. Mm-hmm. And not only have they caught them, they've been voting. We publish the names of these people. You know, people say there's no voter fraud. Well, read our report, because we show you the names. We show you their addresses, and we show you their voter registration forms. Some people mark on their forms, "No, I am not a citizen," and they're still getting registered to vote in Virginia.
Wow, that's incredible. So, if the governor vetoes this legislation, which, you know, it's his right to do so, but it would seem to me that what he is saying by doing that is he's saying that I don't care about voter integrity. I don't care that there are more people voting than should be voting.
The governor and his election director have exactly the wrong attitude about this. People don't want aliens on the rolls. They want their government to do a good job and get them off. But McAuliffe and Cortez, the state election director Cortez, are doing exactly the opposite. They're hiding information. They're giving instructions to local registrars to not reveal information. We actually published the emails that we obtained where they try to hide information from the public. So this is exactly the wrong attitude. We know there's aliens on the rolls. Everybody ought to be interested in enforcing the law. I mean, this is not a controversial issue simply to enforce the law.
Well, the governor says it would be an onerous burden on jurisdictions to have to do this.
Yeah, well, it's an onerous burden to clean streets and protect the public with the police. I mean, this is what government is supposed to do. Our elections deserve that only Americans are picking American leaders. And unfortunately, the governor of Virginia, in an election year, is doing everything he can to preserve vulnerabilities in the Virginia voting system.
Here on this show, we were very, very strong on the idea of voter ID laws that are, you know, we believe it's, you ought to be able to prove who you are before you go to do the most important thing you can do as a citizen. And then, as you know, it's always been a controversial thing in the Obama years. I noticed that the other day, the Justice Department made it known that they are pulling out of a case in Texas, and they're not going to be parties to a case that challenged the voter ID laws in that particular state.
Yeah, well, they said they're not going to claim that Texas intentionally discriminated. The case is going to continue on a different claim. You know, what's interesting, Brian, about that case is you finally have some sanity from the Justice Department, but if you look at the pleadings, it looks like there was a mutiny at the Justice Department where none of the people who worked on the case, there's about seven of them, would sign the pleadings. And none of the lawyers whose job it is to go to the courthouse would go to the courthouse. They had to send poor John Gore down, who's the Deputy Assistant Attorney General, to sign the pleadings and go to the courthouse. It looks to me like there's a mutiny in the voting section over this change of course.
You've been in that voting section. What do you think's happening behind the scenes?
Well, what I think's happening is this is an ideological crusade to fight election integrity in the rank and file, and the poor Trump people are going to have a very difficult time to get it under control, and apparently they have to go do everything themselves because these federal government lawyers won't do their job.
Why can't they just fire them if you won't do your job? This is absolutely unbelievable. If I don't do my job, I'm not getting a paycheck. It's that simple.
Well, they can fire voting section chief Chris Herron and his deputy Rebecca Wirtz because they're SES employees. They can move them somewhere else, like to North Dakota.
No. Fire them. Why do they have to move them?
Well, that's federal employment law. I mean, Republican Congress needs to take a close look at this. I know people like Louis Gohmert are interested in reforming the civil service, but the civil service has become unmoored from the political branch.
Wow, that's pretty impressive. I mean, I don't know.
They need to be fired.
It seems that it's a pretty simple thing in America that, you know, in something that's important as our elections,
yes,
that we make sure that the people who are voting are supposed to be voting. And the people who are not supposed to be voting are not going to be voting. Why is it so difficult for people to grasp this very simple concept of what our country is supposed to be?
Well, it's because years and years and millions of dollars of George Soros money has gone into pounding a narrative that voter fraud is a myth, despite the data, that this is a case of trying to stop minorities from voting. They conjure up Jim Crow, which is a lie. This has nothing to do with Jim Crow. This is just what happens when the institutional left spends millions of dollars and dozens of bricks and mortars organizations building a lie, because that's exactly what it is.
Well, as long as J. Christian Adams is out there and got a breath in his lungs, he'll be fighting that issue. Thank you so much for joining us. Greatly appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian and Mary.
It is now 7:15 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, one area it's getting better, Gainesville. The crash now gone. Getting into Gainesville, northbound 29 Lee Highway approaching Linton Hall Road. So that pace much better. But once you get up onto 66, now that traffic is released, just as you merge out of Gainesville, it is solid off and on into Centerville. So plan for the time there. Also heavy passing Fair Oaks and as you come up through to the Beltway. Now for 95, once you get through Aquia, only seeing a little bit of volume at the Occoquan, briefly in Newington. 395 off the Beltway to Landmark. Haven't had anything in the way, just those delays. Crossing the Wilson Bridge right now, this time of the morning, just after Route 5 before you get to St. Barnabas Road. Still pretty decent across the American Legion Bridge, so a good time to get going. Taking southbound George Washington Parkway before you get to 123, hitting some of that stop and go. Get a little break along the way. We're going to hit it again near the overlooks down toward the Key Bridge. Park police tell me all lanes are reported open. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
And today, look for partly cloudy skies with a high of 51, but it is going to be windy today. Winds could occasionally gust over 40 miles an hour, so be careful if you're driving. Tonight, clear to partly cloudy with a low of 34. Tomorrow, wind again, high of 42, and winds again occasionally gusting over 40 miles an hour. Currently in our nation's capital, it is 46 degrees at 7:16.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
See you real soon. Why? Because we like you.
We have come a long way from that Disney to the Disney we have today. Let me tell you.
Well,
so Beauty and the Beast, they're remaking it because...
Yeah, because they want to make money.
Because they're remaking it, and because there's an entire new generation.
Because there are no new ideas in Hollywood or at Disney.
Yeah, and young girls who are, well, I want to see, 4-year-old girl, I want to see Disney, I want to see Disney. Well, I don't know if you're going to want to take your kids to see the new version of Disney, and this is absolutely going to be a parent's decision.
You're talking about Beauty and the Beast.
Beauty and the Beast, you're right, thank you. Beauty and the Beast, because it's getting an update. The director, Bill Condon, gave an interview to a publication called Attitude, and he revealed that Gaston's sidekick in this movie, LeFou, who is basically his manservant. Well, there's a whole new meaning of manservant in this one.
Oh, really?
Oh, yes. Because LeFou is a new subplot. LeFou will explore his sexuality in the latest Beauty and the Beast.
Oh, dear God.
According to the director, quote, LeFou is somebody who on one day wants to be Gaston and another day wants to kiss Gaston.
Oh, my.
He's confused about what he wants. It's somebody who's just realizing that he has these feelings. And he talks about the actor. He said, the actor makes it something really subtle and delicious out of it. Oh, he just made it creepy. And that's what has its payoff at the end, which I don't want to give away. But it's a nice, exclusively gay moment in the Disney movie.
Yeah, I don't need this in my face. I mean, look, I don't understand why we have to use something that is supposed to be entertainment for kids to make social statements.
Or sexual statements. Yeah. Stop it. Or political statements. Can't let them be kids.
This is just outrageous to me. And look, I'm one of these people who, when it comes to gays being married, as I have said many times, I want gay people to be just as miserable as I have been over the course of my life. So that's fine. If you want to marry, knock yourself out. But, I mean, do I have to have this thrown into kids' faces at a Disney movie? And apparently that's not even the worst of what's in this movie, but that's part of it. And, I don't think I would be taking my daughter to that movie.
No, and Heather pointed out that on some of these TV shows now, on Disney Kids.
Oh, yeah, see this. I love this.
The Disney Channel, aired their first same-sex cartoon kiss during the animated show Star versus the Forces of Evil. They said it was very subtle, but it comes when the characters attend a boy band concert and there are all these concert goers seen sharing kisses, including two men. Mm-hmm. Which I have to tell you, that I don't have as much of a problem with, because it's not in your face and your kids are going to see that when they go out on the street. So that to me is not, that's not egregious to me. But rewriting fairy tales in order to push an agenda, I think is wrong. I don't get it at all. So would you, if your daughter, if this came out when your daughter was 4 years old, would you have taken her to see it?
I can't imagine my daughter wanting to go see a Disney movie at this point like this. I don't get the sense that she would want to do that. But I would, if she was 4 or 5 years old.
Yeah, when she was little.
No,
and she was
I don't know that I would, given what I now know about it. And I love the story of Beauty and the Beast.
I love
the original animated version of this. It was cutting edge. It was a great story. It was great entertainment, and it was good. I mean, I did take my daughter to see that, I think, at some point.
Mm-hmm.
So, I have no problem with that idea. What I have a problem with now is that if you're going to take these big social, political issues of the day, and you're going to shove them into a story that is largely designed for young kids.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure that's a good thing.
Yeah, and apparently, also, Belle is a feminist in this movie. Yeah. Now, I don't know how they make her a feminist, because I will say, most of the Disney stuff, the girls are a princess, the prince comes and rescues her. And I do think it kind of puts this idea, an unrealistic idea of love and roles in a kid's head. But it can be fantasy, and a good parenting makes it that. It makes it fantasy as opposed to reality. Just like you don't hit your brother over the head with the frying pan after watching The Roadrunner.
Yeah, you don't do that.
It's the same thing.
Or your sister, in my case.
Right, and as children, we manage to grow up knowing not to do that. It is 7:22 WMAL traffic and weather coming up.
Attorney Mike Collins here. Come to my seminar next Tuesday in Arlington or Thursday in Silver Spring. I'll tell you all about the new tax laws and our innovative Reservoir Trust. Free for WMAL listeners. Sign up at MikeCollins.com. That's MikeCollins.com.
This weather is all over the place, but no matter what's going on outside your house, you're always tracking mud, dirt, pollen, and grime into your home. Hey, it's Brian Wilson, and our friend Joe Hadid wants to help out with a deep-down professional cleaning for your fine Persian and Oriental rugs. Hadid washes each rug by hand. It's a multi-step process which ensures the removal of pet stains, dirt, grime, bacteria, viruses, and allergens that hide deep in your rugs. And now, for the first time ever, Hadid is offering a second cleaning option for certain kinds of rugs. He's developed an expedited cleaning process that is fast and will save you money. More great news, Hadid's best deal ever. For every two rugs cleaned, get a third rug cleaned absolutely free. That's right, I said absolutely free. Plus, it includes free pickup and delivery. To learn more or schedule an appointment, go online to joehadid.com. That's joehadid.com. Or call this number, 703-241-1111. That's 703-241-1111.
Hey, I'm Brant. So there's this family, Jeremy and Sharon, and a couple kids, and they're all very healthy, and they did something to save money. They switched from health insurance to MediShare, and then they had a third baby, a little girl named Anya, and she was very sick.
We've had a lot of hospital visits.
A whole week in a children's hospital, CAT scans and blood tests and chemical tests, and I think we saw a dozen doctors. It was all shared.
Yeah, the bills were shared by the other members of MediShare. That's how this works. So get this, they save hundreds a month. They don't have to deal with health insurance companies or government health care plans. And they get to be part of a community that cares.
MediShare has always been there for us and helped meet the needs that we have as a family.
It's no wonder this is growing so fast. It is worth looking into. Here's how. Call 844-91-BIBLE. Now, it's available everywhere but Montana. 844-91-BIBLE.
You work hard. Does your portfolio do the same? Tune into Investing Sense every Saturday at noon or visit investingsense.com for rational, sensible investing advice.
To be fearless is not a gift. It's not a given. Fearless is a choice, one that's yours to make. Will you be bold? Will you be brave? You can, because you have the power of a card that opens doors in all 50 states, the one trusted for more than 75 years. CareFirst Blue Cross Blue Shield. Live fearless.
725 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And good morning on the toll road coming inbound. You're okay off of the Greenway, but it's once you merge onto the toll road heading through Herndon and Reston, slowing. Just starting to see these delays quickly growing just past the Fairfax County Parkway. Nothing currently reported in the way, but I'm a little bit suspicious, so crews are checking that out. 66, we're bunched up coming out of Gainesville, off and on through Manassas. Part of that reason. And now everyone can use 29 getting through Gainesville. Had an earlier crash, Lee Highway, before Linton Hall Road. That's gone. No delay left, so everyone is up on 66 now. That's why we have the extra pressure. On 395, Beltway to Landmark, Pentagon now to cross the 14th Street Bridge and to the Case Bridge. That's where we have a broken down car just as you come off the Case toward Main Avenue in the right lane. Westbound side of the freeway near the 3rd Street Tunnel, accident reported. So each direction of the freeway, we're bogging down and those arteries joining as well. Update is brought to you by the Knee and Back Pain Helpline. Learn how an insurance-covered, comfortable knee or back brace can reduce your pain. Call 800-888-KNEE. That's 800-888-KNEE. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Runs through the rain, severe weather done. Now gusty winds, mixed cloud and sun today. The winds gusting in excess of 40 miles per hour. Temperatures stay in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in the nation's capital, we're at 46 degrees at 726.
Well, the United States Senate yesterday confirmed Ryan Zinke, former Congressman Ryan Zinke of Montana, to be the next Secretary of the Department of the Interior. He'll be the Secretary of Interior, and this is interesting thing. The vote was pretty overwhelming. 17 Democrats joined Republicans. The final vote was 68 to 31.
Mm-hmm.
One senator did not vote. Johnny Isaacson of Georgia was not there. And this is a pretty good sign. Now, this is a guy who said that he's going to revisit Obama-era decisions regarding drilling in Alaska. So that's something that a lot of Democrats would be against. But nonetheless, pretty strong show of support for Ryan Zinke. And slowly, one by one, the president is getting his cabinet in place. By the way, next up in a vote today will be Ben Carson to be the director of HUD.
Uh-oh.
He did very well in his confirmation hearings. He came out of committee with a unanimous vote. Everybody on the committee voted for him. I think he's likely to get 60-plus votes in the Senate today.
Yeah, but I don't know if you heard our news department. They're reporting that Ben Carson's learning Russian. So.
Oh, my gosh. 727 on WMAL.
Did you know there are several different pricing strategies when it comes to selling your home? The strategy we like is paying lower real estate commissions. Hi, everyone. It's Brian Wilson at Wilson Realty Group, where we sell homes for a flat fee of $500 upfront and just 0.5% commission at closing. Our full-service hybrid strategy gives our clients the services they need while saving them thousands in real estate commissions. Check us out at WilsonRealtyGroup.com. Real simple, real savings, real results. That's WilsonRealtyGroup.com.
What is the path forward to a better healthcare system? At United Health Group, we believe it's possible to have a modern, high-performing, simpler healthcare system by building on what works, like rewarding care providers for achieving quality outcomes and affordability, rather than paying for the number of procedures, giving states the flexibility to design and offer high-quality, affordable coverage that meets the unique needs of their residents, providing seniors with choice and stability in their benefits, and ensuring that the Medicare program meets their increasingly complex conditions. Strengthening and expanding the employer-sponsored coverage system, which already serves 178 million people. And providing patients with information to simplify their healthcare experience. The foundation exists for better healthcare. Building on what works is the path forward. United Health Group, built for better health. Learn more at unitedhealthgroup.com.
Will you be paying your caregiver more than $2,000 this year? Then you'll be responsible for nanny taxes. But don't worry, Care.com HomePay has you covered for 2017. The household tax and payroll experts at Care.com take care of everything from setting up automatic payments to filing returns. No work, no worry, guaranteed. Go to Care.com/HomePay now to learn more and get a free consultation. Care.com/HomePay. That's Care.com/HomePay.
Coming up, Stuart Varney from the Fox Business Channel will be joining us. And a very odd, somewhat uncomfortable love story. It is now 7:30. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The Justice Department says Attorney General Jeff Sessions met twice last year with the top Russian diplomat to the U.S., but he did not disclose either meeting during his confirmation hearing when he said he knew of no contacts between Trump surrogates and Russians. Maryland Democratic Congressman Elijah Cummings says, as America's top cop, Sessions should know better.
I'm not trying to hold him to a higher standard, but all I'm saying is that he should know that every syllable that he said to Senator Franken and to that, to those who were making inquiries of him, every syllable was significant.
So should Jeff Sessions recuse himself from investigations into Trump campaign contacts with Russia? Republican Wisconsin Congressman Sean Duffy says it depends.
I would want more information on that. But again, if there's closer ties or there was information exchanged about the campaign, then I think, yeah, that would be appropriate. But if he's only having conversations with the Russians about his official capacity as a U.S. senator, well, then the answer would be no.
Maryland's congressional delegation is calling on the FBI to investigate threats at Jewish schools and community centers in Maryland and elsewhere around the country. A mosque in Northern Virginia has received a threatening message, the third such incident in our area in the last few days. In this latest incident, a note was left that read, "Kill all Muslims." The Maryland House has given preliminary approval to a bill that will require many businesses in the state to offer their workers paid sick leave. The law would apply to businesses with 15 or more employees, but a similar bill died last year in the Maryland Senate. And Vice President Mike Pence is expected to talk about the effort to repeal Obamacare when he visits Ohio today. Pence is scheduled to visit Frame USA, a company that sells American-made picture frames from its home base near Cincinnati. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 21,116, the Nasdaq at 59.04. Sports, the Wizards beat Toronto. College basketball, George Washington and George Mason each get a win. The Caps host the Devils tonight. Exhibition baseball, the Nats and O's both win. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM and AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Here's today's driving tip, fueled by Jiffy Lube. According to a survey from the Insurance Institute for Highway Safety, over 50% of teens were more likely to buckle up if the adult who was driving also wore a seatbelt. However, when adult drivers did not use seatbelts, just 8% of teens used theirs. So wear your seatbelt and make sure your passengers do too. For a list of Jiffy Lube locations, visit JiffyLubeDC.com.
Is there anything more annoying than the sound of an old scratchy wiper blade? How about not being able to see? When it comes to wipers, we've got you covered. The highly trained technicians at Jiffy Lube do more than just oil changes. We also exchange transmission and coolant fluids, rotate tires, and more. All in a jiffy. Jiffy Lube, leave worry behind.
A cure for hepatitis C. Breakthroughs in HIV treatment, multiple sclerosis, and diabetes. Millions of lives saved and improved by science. Yet still science is often not a straight line to success. So here's to the path to progress. Traveled by 140,000 researchers with America's biopharmaceutical companies. Here's to the long road. To the twists and turns that try men's and women's souls. Here's to frustration and fatigue and dead ends. Here's to permission to fail, so that success can follow. And here's to brave patients, thousands right here in D.C., enrolled in clinical trials to help find new breakthroughs, one of which might save their life, and perhaps one day, yours. Welcome to the future of medicine for all of us, where together together, we go boldly. A message from America's biopharmaceutical companies. Visit GoBoldly.com.
All right, listen up, because this is the most important thing you're going to hear all day. What if I said you could make money flipping houses without any cash, credit, or manual labor? And what if I said you could do it part-time from the comfort of your home? Sound unflippin' believable? Hi, I'm Preston Neely, and I'm going to prove it by sending you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It sells online for $19.95, but I'm giving away free copies this week. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-300-5633. I used to be so broke, I had my electricity shut off 9 times, but I figured out a simple way to make money flipping houses without even breaking a sweat. Now I'm living the good life, and so should you. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. Hands down, it's the fastest, easiest way to get started in real estate. Let me prove it. Call right now to find out how to get your free book. When they're gone, they're gone. Call 1-800-300-5633. 1-800-300-5633.
735 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And in from the west, on the toll road, we're struggling. One person's car troubles, a lot of us sitting in backups. Coming off of the Greenway to go east on the toll road past the Fairfax County Parkway, where crews had sent a tow truck with the broken down. On 66, still quite slow here, thick of the rush hour, through the Manassas interchanges up towards Centerville again in Fair Oaks. Everyone now released to get into Gainesville. The crash cleared on 29 northbound before you get up to 66 right near Linton Hall Road, so you'll find that much better there. On 395, most of the way from the Beltway to and across the 14th Street Bridge, broken down car once you get off the 14th Street Bridge near Main Avenue. DDOT says they were able to get that out of the travel lanes. Westbound side near the 3rd Street Tunnel, they were responding to an incident. And for 270, we're still holding with the volume through Urbana, and then most of the way Germantown down through to the Capitol Beltway. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
The wind gets your attention. Wind advisory appropriate until 10 o'clock this morning. We've had gusts in excess of 40 miles an hour. More of that this morning. With a mix of clouds and sunshine this afternoon, still windy, 51. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 44 in Centerville, 45 in Greenbelt, 47 degrees in Washington. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall. At AM 630.
Good morning. It is 7:37 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk on this Thursday morning. Joining us at 8:05 will be Senator Ben Cardin. He is a Democrat out of Maryland. And at 8:15, Diana Mayhew will be joining us to discuss the upcoming Cherry Blossom Festival. I'm Mary Walter alongside Brian Wilson.
And joining us on the line right now, Stuart Varney, host of Varney & Company on the Fox Business Network. Good morning to you, Stuart.
Brian, I am well. How are you?
I'm doing very well. You know, I was actually watching Varney & Company yesterday because I was getting home and I said, hey, look what's happening with the stock market. The Dow just broke the 21,000 barrier, and you were practically dancing a jig there on the set of the Fox Business Network. So how much of this can legitimately be placed at the heels of one Donald Trump? Because this rally does seem to coincide with him becoming the president of the United States.
Absolutely it does, Brian. He was elected president November the 8th, and since that election day, the Dow Jones Industrial Average has gone up 2,800 points. 2,783 points, and we've gained $3.2 trillion in market wealth. That's since the election. Yesterday, when we crossed above 21,000, that was in the result of President Trump's speech, very well received the night before, and Treasury Secretary Mnuchin on our air on the Fox Business Network saying, we're going to have a tax cut deal signed by August.
Yep. So you were, not only was the president driving the market, Stuart Varney was driving the market yesterday in this interview they had with Mnuchin. So there you have it. I mean, do you take him at his word? Because a lot of people have said, in fact, I think the president has said, that I don't know how we're going to be able to talk about tax cuts until we figure out, how this health care revision is going to take place.
Well, look, Brian, you're in Washington, D.C. You know how complicated the legislative schedule is when you're trying to repeal and replace Obamacare and then put in tax reform and then put in an infrastructure program, you know, that's a huge schedule. And of course, there are doubts that you can get it all done. And the Treasury Secretary himself admits that having the tax cut deal signed by August is an ambitious schedule. But he said it. He said it publicly. He was emphatic about it. It will be signed. And the market took it at his word, because that's what the market wants. The market wants that tax cut. It wants the big stimulus so we get growth in the future and better profits. That's the whole premise of the stock market rally. Growth is coming because of the Trump tax cuts, because of Trump's policy.
So, Stuart, let me ask you, what goes up must come down. So it is going to come down, whether it's because Trump doesn't get the tax cuts or for whatever reason. A lot of people, you know, staying in the stock market to make that money, but they're going to start cashing in somewhere along the line. My question to you is, how hard and how fast does it fall?
Well, that's obviously unknown. I'll say this. If we get the tax cut in place and signed by August, if that ambitious schedule is met, I think the stock market could go up some more. If we do not get a tax cut this year, I think the market comes down, and comes down significantly. But the news this morning, Mary, is that you may have expected a sell-off first thing today because it was such a huge rally yesterday. Not happening. No retreat at the opening of trading today. In fact, we may see a small fractional gain on top of the huge gain we saw yesterday.
Well, it's a good thing Obama saved the economy so we could have this rally.
Mary who?
So let me ask you.
We can argue about that all day. I'm calling it the Trump rally, and that's my story, and I'm sticking to it.
Let's talk about where we are about reality, though. I mean, are these numbers sustainable given what's going on? I mean, are profits strong enough to support all this, or is this a little bit betting on the future that may or may not come?
Oh, no question about it. It is betting on the future, but there is hard evidence that we have started to expand the economy already.
Right.
Optimism is at a 15-year high.
It really is, yeah.
Confidence, I should say. And profits are up. Now, the betting is that they're going to go up some more, and if we get growth in the economy, they will go up some more. And if we get the tax cut by August, we will get growth and we will get profits. So you're right. We're betting on the future. But betting that we are going to get that tax cut. That's what this is all about.
Man,
hope it happens.
Yeah, me too.
Don't we all?
Can you? How do you think he's doing so far? I mean, everybody looked at that speech the other night and said it was just a tremendous speech. But let's be honest, there have been some ups and downs. There have been some rough days in the first 40 days of his administration.
I agree with my colleague Chris Wallace, who right after the speech said tonight he became the president of the United States. And I think that's exactly what happened. He'd had his rough patch first couple of months in the Oval Office. He'd made some mistakes, no question about it. But he came across as presidential and calm and rational and outreach and optimistic and sunny side up. That's what people wanted. That's what they want from the president. Mm-hmm. I thought he hit a home run.
I wanted to ask you one more topic here about the stock market. Snapchat is going public. My nieces live on Snapchat. And I think that if you look to what the younger generation, they're too young to buy stocks, you look at what they are interested in and what they're consuming and you invest in it.
Well, that's a very interesting proposition, Mary. And in the past, you would have been right.
But
the question is, can Snapchat retain its hold on the youth market?
Okay.
Can it retain its hold on millennials? Okay. Is it going to be another Facebook going straight up, or is it going to be a Twitter going straight down?
Okay.
The jury's out. But remember, Snap lost $10 million a week last year, and today it will raise $24 billion. Oh. If you think that that's an accurate and okay valuation, buy the stock. If you don't buy it.
Interesting. That's an interesting. You're right, because you know what? Us oldsters use Facebook. We don't use Snapchat.
Yep.
Yeah, remember MySpace?
Yeah. Exactly.
I have some vague memories of
my mother still has an account on it.
It is 7:44. Thank you, Stuart. Appreciate it. 7:44 on WMAL.
Want your carpets to look and smell brand new again? Zero Res can help. Mention WMAL for special savings. Call 703-382-1221. We'll be right back.
The National Capital Boat Show is back in 2017 with everything you need to hit the water. March 10th through the 12th, shop special show pricing on ski boats, pontoons, pleasure crafts, and more. Plus, experts will be on hand to answer questions and provide information on maintenance, repair, boat safety, and more. Now's the time to buy, and it's only at the Dulles Expo Center March 10th through the 12th. Easy to find, and parking is free. For more information, visit NationalCapitalBoatShow.com. That's NationalCapitalBoatShow.com.
Considering relocating? Don't miss the largest Ideal Living Expo ever this weekend at the Ritz-Carlton Tysons Corner. Consider and compare over 90 desirable destinations from the Carolinas to Florida and new communities from Texas, Arizona, Bahamas, and more. Attend presentations such as Choose Your Ideal Place and Consider Your Ideal Lifestyle. Find your ideal destination and lifestyle this weekend at the Ideal Living Expo. Call 866-418-1028 or visit ideal-living.com for free admission. 866-418-1028 or ideal-living.com.
I started my business in 1986 and began paying employees. I would handwrite checks and say, "Here you go. Don't cash it until Tuesday." That came to a screeching halt when a teenage employee said his dad wanted to see his pay stub. "Pay stub? We don't have pay stubs. Get back to work." He said, "Dad works for the government and state law requires I receive a pay stub." Uh-oh. Hi, I'm Mike Kappel, CEO of Patriot Software. After many emergency calls, I learned how to correctly withhold payroll taxes and create pay stubs. I avoided handcuffs and an orange jumpsuit that day, barely. That's why I created Patriot Software, to help small business owners do their payroll taxes correctly with pay stubs. Our payroll starts at just $10 a month, and if you need help, we will help you for free. Go to PatriotSoftware.com and enter promo code RADIO, and I'll give you 2 months of payroll processing free. That's PatriotSoftware.com.
It's 7:45 now, WMAL traffic and weather. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives, Jamie Witten is in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia 66 as you push through Manassas slowly, but nothing reported along the way. That continues toward Centerville, and of course, we're not out of the woods yet as you work up to Fair Oaks and Nutley Street. We are dealing with a broken down car on the toll road, and that's why our delays continue to grow off of the Greenway. So if you're coming inbound on the Dulles Greenway, merging onto the toll road, the incident is after the Fairfax County Parkway. So if you're joining on, say, beyond that from the Reston Parkway, you're in wide open stretch heading up toward the merge through to the Beltway. That's where you get some slowdowns heading to the American Legion Bridge. Sunshine, yes, we have it, but unfortunately in Sunshine, Maryland, looks like they have an incident on New Hampshire Avenue. 650 is jammed each direction, just west of George Avenue. If you can, for now, I would avoid using that stretch of, again, of New Hampshire Avenue. You can stick with George Avenue, head down toward Brookville, toward your destination, just a thought for you there. On the top side, College Park to Silver Spring and the slowdowns. Inner Loop near George Avenue had a report of a stalled, and the freeway into town, Southeast-Southwest Freeway, slows each direction, coming off of 295 and off of 395. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Should stay in the low 50s. The weather story today, however, is the wind, and it is ripping out of the west-northwest. Cloud, sunshine, and still some gusty winds this afternoon as we stay in the low 50s. Tonight, 35. Tomorrow, some clouds around. 43, and still quite windy. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Currently in the nation's capital, it's 46 degrees at 747.
We flow together.
Oh, Brian, I picked this for you. It's my song for you.
Once. Thank you.
And forever.
I think it should be the theme song for the show.
Maybe not.
So there's an interesting interview with Page Six. You know, Joe Biden's son, Bo Biden, passed away very tragically after
brain cancer.
Right. Yes. And he has another son, Hunter Biden, who really stays out of the spotlight. Hunter gave an exclusive statement to Page Six. Now, Bo Biden was married, and his wife, Hallie, obviously devastated when her husband passed away.
Two children.
Yes, two children. And apparently, it's becoming public now that she is now having an affair with her brother-in-law, Hunter, who separated from his wife, Kathleen, 5 months after Beau's death. But he's still married to her.
So technically it's an affair, right?
So it's now, instead of Hunter and Kathleen, it is now Hunter and Hallie. Of course, there's alliteration there, and that's, of course...
Well, that's why it works.
Yeah, that's why it works.
Yes.
So Hunter and Kathleen had three kids, three daughters.
Mm-hmm.
Beau and Hallie had two children.
Yes.
So if they form a family eventually, the cousins will become half siblings.
It's almost like Honey Boo Boo.
Yeah.
So when I was listening to this story this morning, as I was getting ready to come in, at the TV on, and I'm listening to this, and I actually had to walk into the room with the TV and look at the TV while brushing my teeth to listen to this story, because I'm like, what? Like the RCA dog with my head cocked to the side going, huh? But think about it. Now, you want to get biblical. Doesn't the Bible say that if a man dies, his brother's supposed to take the wife?
Yeah, I don't know.
No, it doesn't work here?
I don't know if that applies in this particular
case. But the
case.
Family is apparently okay with it. Former Vice President Joe Biden confirmed the relationship to Page Six, and he said that he and his wife, Dr. Jill Biden, have given their blessing to the couple. Well, how does that... Now, here's the thing. As you said, both sides have children. Can you imagine how that makes Kathleen feel? The estranged spouse of Hunter Biden, to have her... still in-laws and the grandparents to her children say, oh, we're totally cool with this.
Yeah.
That's got to hurt.
It would appear the person on the outs perhaps here is Kathleen. And
I feel
look, I don't know what happened.
Exactly.
I'm not in a position, and nor is anybody else who's reading the story, in a position to judge what was going on with Hunter and Kathleen.
Right,
maybe it was a marriage that was in trouble for a long time.
Exactly.
I don't know.
And maybe the death of his brother put the strain on the marriage that broke it, and they separated.
Yeah.
And then after separating, he and Hallie, you know, found solace in each other, and they're together. It could absolutely be that. However,
it's weird.
It's weird, but you should report that as part of the story, don't you think? Instead of leaving it up to speculation.
The Bidens say, Jill and Joe Biden have said, we are all lucky that Hunter and Hallie found each other as they were putting their lives together again after such sadness. They have mine and Jill's full and complete support, and we are happy for them.
Like I said, if I were Kathleen, that would make me feel really, really crummy. It really, and she's got to see them forever. She's the mother of their grandchildren.
I wonder what Beau thinks about it.
Well, we'll never know what Beau
we'll
thinks
never know,
about
will
it.
We
yeah,
have.
Yeah. And listen, I feel for the Bidens. The Bidens remind me a lot of the Kennedys. They've suffered so much heartache. You know, Joe Biden's wife and daughter, I think it was daughter, killed in that car accident. Beau and Hunter survived. And then to lose one of those two sons to brain cancer. I mean, the man suffered a lot. I feel for them. But so maybe that's why they're like, we're fine with it.
Yeah, whatever.
After everything else that's gone on, we're absolutely fine with it. It is
Thanksgiving dinner, though, is going to be very interesting.
Oh, my gosh. I'm seeing reality show. And then he can run for president.
That's right. There you go.
Oh, my gosh.
There you go.
It's 7:51 on WMAL.
When you're a sports writer like me, you know, speed always wins.
And now they're side to side coming around the final turn.
Because old news isn't news at all, especially when the 24-hour news cycle is now more like 24 seconds.
What are these guys looking to create some space?
But with slow internet from the phone company, you're stuck watching spinning wheels and progress bars till someone else scoops your story.
Making his move down the stretch.
Comcast Business has speeds up to 10 gigabits per second.
Breaking for the checkered flag.
Look, you wouldn't pick a slow race car, a slow wide receiver, or a slow point guard. Then why settle for slow internet? Call 800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Built for speed, built for business.
Restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary and are not guaranteed. 10 gig service may not be available in your area. Equipment, taxes, and fees extra. Call for details.
It's time to check and see how your money is doing. Checking in at the news desk at CNBC. Here is Landon Dowdy. Good morning.
Good morning to you. Well, futures continue suggesting a flat to lower open on Wall Street as investors take a breath after yesterday's huge rally. Meanwhile, Snap begins trading at $17 a share. The parent of teen disappearing photo app, Snapchat, now has a value of nearly $24 billion. That's the largest valuation for a U.S. IPO since Chinese e-commerce company Alibaba went public in 2017. 2014. Lyft, Uber's much smaller competitor, is reportedly looking to raise $500 million in a new round of fundraising. Tesla founder Elon Musk loves Twitter, uses it to announce new products and plans. Now he's tweeted a response to a fifth-grade girl named Bria's suggestion that Tesla will have a contest for the best homemade commercial. Lovely idea, tweeted Musk. We'll do it. And American Express is trying to beef up its use of its Platinum Charge cards. It's giving you $200 worth of Uber rides with the card, but also raising the yearly card fee by $100. I'm Landon Dowdy, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Is credit card debt ruining your life? Now you can have a large portion of your credit card debt forgiven. Get Relief Today wants to give you free information that shows you how. This program is proven to work for credit card debt, medical bills, and department store debt. Thousands of people have used it to have a portion of their credit card debt forgiven. Call now for free information and a consultation. And we'll give you the secret to this money-saving program absolutely free. Get eye-opening information that could save you thousands of dollars a year or a month, depending on how much you owe. In fact, the more you owe, the more you can save. All you need is to owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or department store debt to qualify. So call for free debt forgiveness information now at 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800. Discover the secret to having your credit card debt forgiven. Call 800-329-7800. That's 800-329-7800.
7:55 now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
And just jammed getting into town. Update brought to you by 24/7 Diabetic Health Hotline. We've talked about what one broken down car can do to the morning rush hour, and boy, it's made 395 a mess. The stalled car, as you come off of the 14th Street Bridge toward Main Avenue, DDOT has that relocated to the shoulder. But delays as you come out of Springfield, it's all connected now. So from 95 onto 395 over the 14th Street Bridge onto the freeway. Same story on the westbound side. Had an incident near the 3rd Street Tunnel with our continuous delays off of 295 from the Beltway. So major delays each direction onto the freeway. Looking at a crash on Virginia 66. Unfortunately, if you're heading up toward the Beltway, you need to stay to the far left. Have ambulance at the scene of this crash. Eastbound 66 right at the exit for Nutley Street. And a broken down car on the toll road slowing our commute coming off the Greenway to get you past the Fairfax County Parkway. That's where the broken down's located. Attention diabetics, with insurance you may qualify. To get your testing supplies at little or no out-of-pocket cost, call 800-808-5181. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel Forecast.
Runs through the rain, severe weather done. Now gusty winds, mixed cloud and sun today. The winds gusting in excess of 40 miles per hour. Temperatures stay in the low 50s. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic, the Weather Channel on WMAL.
And currently in our nation's capital, it is 46 degrees at 7:57.
Listen every weekday morning at 5:42 for today's military news, brought to you by Geico Military. These news reports come directly from the United States Department of Defense at defense.gov. You can find today's story by visiting WMAL.com/todays. Geico's military program has been an important part of their business since it began in 1936. Geico understands the unique insurance needs of our military personnel and their families. That's why they provide a dedicated staff working solely on their behalf.
Want to know the secret that all those flipping houses gurus won't tell you? That flipping multi-unit properties is easier and more profitable than flipping single-family homes. With over 17 years of experience, we here at RE Mentor will show you the art of buying and selling multi-unit properties. Come spend the afternoon or evening with our team of experts, and we will show you how to put $10,000 to $30,000 in your pocket over the next 90 days. This two-hour class will teach you the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. You'll learn how to buy, hold, and sell multi-unit properties with no money down, no credit, and no risk. You risk nothing but have everything to gain. This intensive two-hour real estate class is coming to the DMV in Baltimore area soon. Call 1-800-726-7047 to secure your seat now. This seminar is free for the first 30 people that call. Change your life now and learn the art of the multi-unit flip or long-term hold. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call 1-800-726-7047. Call now.
Everybody has dreams. Fulfilling career, a happy home, and a checked-off bucket list. A scrapbook filled with memories of a life well-lived. With an affordable quality education from University of Maryland University College, you can turn your dreams into reality. UMUC offers programs for in-demand fields, such as business, cybersecurity, IT, healthcare, and more, taught by respected faculty practicing in the field. Online and on-site at more than 20 locations in the D.C. metro area. University of Maryland University College gives you the flexibility your schedule demands while saving you time and money with credits earned from prior college, work, and military experience. For all you want, it has to be UMUC.
Don't miss out on fulfilling your dreams. UMUC's next session is starting soon. Learn more about UMUC's 90-plus programs and specializations and find out how our advisors can help you develop an affordable plan. Visit umuc.edu/radio. That's umuc.edu/radio.
Ever feel like you're missing out on something? Like somewhere out there is a 125,000 square foot casino giving away free slots play on their pulse pounding Vegas caliber slot machines? Maybe it's just me.
Be eligible to win $10,000 to $10,000 in free slots play when you sign up for M Life Rewards on site at MGM National Harbor. This is monumental.
Must be 21 or older. Limited time offer. Terms and conditions apply. See M Life Rewards desk for details. Take the problem out of gambling. Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
7:59 on WMAL.
Coming up on WMAL, we'll be talking to Senator Ben Cardin, Democrat of Maryland.
And also Diana Mayhew will be joining us to give us the news on the Cherry Blossom Festival. It is now 8 o'clock. WMAL News is next.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.